I told you we're building a house. Jesus, all these fucking problems. I sound like such a fucking asshole. You know, I know people are out there starving, but whatever, these are my problems. One time I fucking was like, dude, I was bitching about my problems to Bobby Lee. And he was like, do you understand how good you have it? And I was like, motherfucker, dude, problems are just as big as however the fucking problems are in the person's life. I was like, yeah, people are around there with no eyeballs, but that's not me. I got eyeballs. So my problem is somebody having a nervous breakdown in my house that's trying to clean it. So anyway, Kristen, we're, you know, I told you we're building a house. And we go to have a meeting with the people who are the architects of the fucking house. And I'm with Kristen, and we're driving to the fucking architects. And she's like, wake up. And so I wake up, and she goes, dude, this is the fucking, it's the little shit in life, man. I'm sleeping. You know I sleep in. You know how I do it, and I'm not apologetic about it. That's how I do it. I work late sometimes, and I sleep in. And I'm not sorry about that. You know, as you go out through life, you apologize about a lot of certain things. But one thing I don't apologize about is getting that sleep. Because if I don't get that sleep, I get fucking canker sores, and I want to fucking go to bed all the time. And I'm tired. I'm laying. I'm falling asleep on the house. So I'm like, okay, she's like, hey, we have that meeting at 11 a.m. You got to wake up, earlier than you normally do and go to take a shower. And so I'm like, all right, cool. I couldn't sleep the night before. 10 o'clock, she wakes me up. The meeting's at 11:30, 10 o'clock, she wakes me up. I know. You're like, you sleep till 10? Yeah, I do. But also, I fucking work hard and I do my shit, all right? I'm a productive member of society. I can't imagine if this is the first time anyone ever heard this podcast, they would fucking immediately hate me. But the fans, you ride with me and you ride hard. All right? So here's the deal. I am now awake. And she comes in and she's like, hey, do you want to take a shower first or do you want me to take a shower first? And I said, well, what's the deal? And she was like, I can shower first or you can shower first. And I said, okay, it doesn't matter. She's like, okay. So she leaves the room and I'm like, all right, I'm up. I'm gonna take a shower. So I take a shower. I get out of the shower. I get ready. I'm ready. Then she gets in the shower. So now, guess what? Could have fucking slept way longer. It doesn't matter. It's all good, okay? It doesn't matter. So she's taking a shower. Now, I'm like, you know me, when I wake up, I like to get a coffee. That's what I do. Now, I didn't use the fucking coffee maker that I have because it needs to be cleaned. Now, that's fine, dude. I get it. Because guess what? We have to go somewhere. So if we have to go somewhere, we can stop at that fucking Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, right? And that's what I got right here with the purple straw. So I'm like, that's what we're going to do. And she comes down late, way too late to leave. And I say, okay, let's go. And she says, okay. I'm going to do my makeup in the car. And I say, okay, incredible, you're not ready, but all good, right? Hey, by the way, it's incredible you're not ready, especially since you started it off by waking me up saying, who wants to take a shower first? I took one, and then 10 minutes later, you took one. Incredible you're not ready, but it's all good. But we got to get a coffee on the way there because you know that's how I do, right? And she was like, okay. We get down the hill, and she goes, Chris, can we just not get a coffee? No. I'm pissed, dude. She changed her mind in fucking 5 minutes, and it wasn't because of any other reason than she thought we were going to be too late when we were already too late because of her. Hey, yes, dude. Yes, man. Late is late, and I've got no caffeine in me. Yes. Now, I feel bitch about complaining because why are we going? Because we're going to meet somebody to build us a house. So yes, I've got no room to complain because I'm rich. Yes, dude. But my problems are my problems. And so I say, baby, can we just get a coffee? It's on the way. And she's like, it's going to take too long. So I pull up the app while I'm driving. And she's like, don't text and drive. I said, I'm getting the app so I can just run in the place, get the coffee. It'll save time. She's like, I don't want you texting and driving. So now she doesn't want me getting a coffee and doesn't want me using the app while I'm driving because she thinks it's dangerous. Yes, and I can't complain because I'm rich. Woohoo! So I'm driving on the way, and it's all good. I'm like, you know what? Fine. She's like, they'll have coffee there. Now, I don't know why she's saying it, because they obviously don't have iced Americanos at the goddamn architecture place. All they have is bad, stale coffee. And that's 100% obvious. And it's fine to know that, but it's not fine to say that, because you know you're just going to piss me off more, because you know that's not what I want. Yes, and we keep moving. So we're rolling, dude. We're rolling. We're rolling, and the bloody guts are getting all over, okay? And I realize, you know what? I'm in a nice Boss Armenian car, okay? It's okay, cool. I'm a bit Tony Soprano because I've got the beautiful tint on. I've even got the front window tint. Like I said, nobody could tell that I'm that it, my, it's my car's time of the month, except for the fucking maybe somebody on Southwest Airline in the middle of a flight, right? Because the fucking, this shit isn't tinted, okay? So we're going there and we're driving and we're driving and we're halfway there. We're more than halfway there. We're not halfway there. We're more than halfway there. And Kristen says, okay, well, we're going to be really late. And I say, well, why don't you email them since I can't use my phone because I'm driving and tell them and give them a heads up that we're going to be late. And she says, okay. And I understand that she's a little bit stung because I said she want, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, I can't do it. You said I can't use the app. So well, if those are the rules, then I can't be driving and you got to be fucking doing this thing. And she's like, okay, you got me. Touche. It was a little bit of a touche moment, right? So she was like, okay. She's emailing and she's going like this. She's quiet for a little bit. And then she goes, babe. I say, yep. And she says, the meeting's next Wednesday. But what do I do with all this anger? Well, okay, that may be true, sweetheart. But what do I do with more than two carry-ons of anger? I guess we have to pay extra. I guess we have to check some of these anger bags. Now, why am I mad? I'm mad because of the shower thing and I was rushed and I didn't need to be. I'm mad because I can still be sleeping. I'm mad because we drove out of our way all the way to a place that we wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for this meeting that, oh, by the way, didn't exist until the future. And why am I mad? I'm mad because I've been being told what to do, not text, not get a coffee. And I'm mad because I didn't get to do my thing, but it's okay because I've been to a lot of therapy and Johnny learns a lot, okay? So I start kind of just trying to relax. I say nothing. I realize, you know what? Today's fucked already. And it's one of those things where when you realize that the day's fucked, like when you realize a day's going badly, that's when you're mad. But when you realize a day's fucked, you're not so mad, right? Because what are you gonna do? You're the mayor of Fuckedville. They voted you in. So I just turn right and she starts laughing and she says, well, I guess we can get a coffee now. Little bit of a fucking touche, little bit of a fucking, you know, a shank to my side, but it's all good. It's all good because I'm sitting in bloody guts anyway. Turn around. Start driving to, I guess, a coffee place. And all of a sudden, we actually get hit with a homing missile. At least that's what it seemed like. What happened was I hit a pothole. I hit a pothole, okay? Not pothole, because that's not what it is. But I hit a pothole, and I made a joke that my tire popped. I go, oh, my God, Jesus. I go like that, and Kristen laughs. And then over my dash, the tire thing comes out, and it starts, like, all they got 47 pieces of air, right? The PSI, they got 47 pieces of air in my tire. Everything's at 47, except for the one that hit the pothole. It goes 47, 46, 45, 44, and it's going down, dude. And it gets down to 9, 8, and I'm like, I pull over, dude. It's gone. These run flat tires, it's gone, dude. I'm rolling on only the rim. And so I'm like, for fuck's sake, dude. And I said, you know this is going to take an hour. And she's like, no, it's not. Oh, oh, yes, it is. She thought it was going to take 25 minutes for AAA to come and switch the tire that, by the way, we don't have because they don't keep it because they're run flat tires and you can't put on run flat tires like that. So I had to get a tow truck and they had to come 3 hours later and they had to bring it to Mercedes-Benz of Beverly Hills and we had to pretend like we wanted to go to that shitty coffee shop for 3 hours. Oh, no. And then no. And she dressed nicely. She dressed nicely because she wanted to impress the architect people. She dressed in a nice dress. So now we're walking around this fucking residential area in a nice dress? Like we're some fucking hooligans that are trying to trick you? It was a bullshit day, dude. So now I got two flat tires in 1 week. All I'm trying to say is my fucking life's hard, dude.